नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् सुतोदयामुदीरयत् नष्टप्रायेषु अपद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भागवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी. दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 6 एंटाइटेड द लॉर्ड instructs his demoniac schoolmates. Text number 16. Vidvan,
Vidvan,
Apitam,
Apitam,
Danujaha,
Danujaha,
Kutumbam,
Kutumbam,
Pushnan,
Pushnan,
Svalokaya,
Svalokaya,
Na,
Na,
Kalpate,
Kalpate,
Vai,
Vai,
Yaha, विद्वानपित्तं दनुजा कुटुम्बम् विद्वानपित्तं दनुजा कुटुम्बम् उष्णां स्वलोकाय न कल्पते वाय कृष्णां स्वलोकाय न कल्पते वाय यस्वीय पारस्य विभिन्न
भावः
यस्वीय पारस्य विभिन्न
भावः
प्रपद्येत यथा
विमूढा
प्रपद्येत यथा
विमूढा
विद्वानपि तं दनुजा कुटुम्बम् उष्णं स्वलोकाय न कल्पते वाय यस्वीय पारस्य विभिन्न
भावः
समापपद्येत यथा विमूढा Vidvan, knowing, or the inconvenience of material existence, especially in household life. Api, although, itam, thus, Danujaha, O sons of demons, Kutumbam, family members or extended family members. Like one's community, society, nation. Or union of nations. Pushnan. Providing with all the necessities of life. Svalokaya.
Svalokaya.
In understanding himself. Kalpate.
Kalpate.
Capable.
Vai.
Indeed. Yaha. Ihu. Sviya.
My own.
Parakya.
Parakya.
Belonging to others.
Belonging to others.
Vibhinna.
Vibhinna.
Separate.
Separate.
conception of life. Tamaha. Nothing but darkness. Svapadita. Enters. Yatha. Just as. Vimodhaha. A person without education. Or one who is like an animal. Translation. Oh, my friends, sons of demons, in this material world, even those who are apparently advanced in education have the propensity to consider, this is mine, and that is for others. Thus they are always engaged in providing the necessities of life to their families in a limited conception of family life, just like uneducated cats and dogs. They are unable to take the spiritual knowledge. Instead, they are bewildered and overcome by ignorance. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In human society, there are attempts to educate the human being, but for animal society, there's no such system. Nor are animals able to be educated. Therefore, animals and unintelligent men are called vimudha, or ignorant, bewildered. Whereas an educated person is called vidvan. The real vidvan is one who tries to understand his own position within this material world. For example, when Sanatana Goswami submitted to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his first question was, Kayami, Kene Amoya Japa Dari Papa Kur. In other words, he wanted to know his constitutional position and why he was suffering from the threefold miseries of material existence. This is the process of education. If one does not ask, who am I, what is the goal of my life, but instead follows the same animal propensities as cats and dogs, what is the use of his education? As discussed in the previous verse, a living being is entrapped by his fruitive activities, exactly like a silkworm trapped in its own cocoon. Foolish persons are generally encaged by their fruitive activities, or karma, because of a strong desire to enjoy this material world. Such attractive persons become involved in society, community, and nation, and waste their time, not having profited from having obtained human forms. Especially in this age, Kali Yuga, great leaders, politicians, philosophers, and scientists are all engaged in foolish activities, thinking, this is mine, and this is yours. The scientists invent nuclear weapons and collaborate with the big leaders to protect the interests of their own nation or society. In this verse, however, it is clearly stated that despite their so-called advanced knowledge, they actually have the same mentality as cats and dogs. As cats and dogs and other animals, not knowing their true interests in life, become increasingly involved in ignorance. The so-called educated person who does not know his own self-interest or the true goal of life becomes increasingly involved in materialism. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj advises everyone to follow the principles of Varnashram Dharma. Specifically, at a certain point, one must give up family life and take to the renounced order of life to cultivate spiritual knowledge and thus become liberated. This is further discussed in the following verses. Vidvanapitam danujakutumbam pushnan svalokayana kalpatevai Yasya parakya vibhinna bhavastama papadyeta yathabhimudha. O my friends, sons of demons, in this material world, those who are apparently advanced in education have the propensity to consider, this is mine and that is for others. Thus they are always engaged in providing the necessities of life to their families in a limited conception of family life, just like uneducated cats and dogs. They are unable to take to spiritual knowledge. Instead, they are bewildered and overcome by ignorance. Practically, no one in the material world knows their real self-interest. This is also stated, na devidu svarthagatim hi Vishnu. Svarthagatim means your real self-interest. The self-interest of everyone is to go back to home, back to Vishnu, back to Krishna. People do not know the very beginning of spiritual knowledge. The very basic first thing is to understand the hum brahmasmi, that my real self is spiritual. Otherwise, if one thinks aham sharir, I'm the body, then it is very natural to beg, to borrow, to steal, or somehow get ghee and enjoy life. This is not a new philosophy, this is the philosophy of Charva Muni. A long time ago, Charvak stated that there is no meaning to life except to enjoy as much as you can, as long as you can, and then die. So the same idea is prevalent in today's society. People want to acquire as much facility to gratify the senses of the body as they can, and they want to prolong this bag of abominable substances for as long as possible. They use so many machines, they make great effort to build big, big hospitals and educate doctors and spend billions of dollars on research just to prolong a body which is already dead. No one informed them that the body is not at all alive. The body is already dead. It is only the soul that makes the body appear to be alive. As soon as the soul leaves, then the body falls down. If it were just chemicals, then all they would have to do with a dead body is inject some chemicals. Whatever chemicals are missing, or whatever chemicals are not circulating in the body, just re-inject them. That's all there was to life, was chemicals. Unfortunately, in this world, the most uncommon thing is common sense. Common sense is the most uncommon thing. Anyone can see that life is coming from life. Jivan se jivan. We've seen all around us, in every species of life, one new life is brought into this world by two other living beings, by sexual intercourse, by living beings. You don't see two rocks get together and produce another rock. Two forks don't get together and produce another fork. Life comes from life. So, why is it that people can't see this very easy thing? Why is it so difficult for them to understand? Because they are vimudha. Not only foolish, mudha means donkey, but they're very big donkeys. Vimudha means very foolish. Being engrossed in the pursuit of opulence and enjoyment, bhogaisvarya prasadhanam, taya parita chetasam, they are bewildered. And this vyavasayatmika buddhi, the intelligence to know God, the resolute determination to withdraw, pull back the curtain of maya, to dissipate the fog of ignorance, burn up the fog. This resolute determination does not take place in their hearts because they're preoccupied. If you have a glass that is full with ink, then you can't come along with a nice pitcher of milk and pour the milk in. The glass is already full. You have to empty out the ink, then you can put in some milk. And as long as people do not understand that they need education, that they need instruction, that they need the Lord's blessings, that they need knowledge from a self-realized soul to understand the self. Very easy. To understand the self, you need knowledge from someone who has realized the self. But where is that department in our educational system today? Which university gives you a degree course in understanding the soul? Which philosophical department in which university in the world gives you an understanding that everything belongs to God and everything should be used in His service? Bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram. I'm not the proprietor. I may be temporarily a lessee. Everything is on lease. Short-term or long-term lease, according to the duration of your body. Even the body itself does not belong to you. It is Krishna's body. So, people have no understanding of the real self and the real proprietor. Therefore, they make so many mistakes. Therefore, they are faithless, asvada. Therefore, their destination is unknown. They are blind men, and they are all headed to the darkest region of ignorance. Down and down and down into the modes of ignorance they will go. Unless somehow or other, by the mercy causeless, mercy, I see sometimes devotees here write uncauseless, but the actual term is causeless. There's no cause. It's less a cause. The mercy, there's no cause for the mercy. It's causeless mercy. Uncauseless mercy would mean there's a cause to it. You know, have the opposite meaning. For your elucidation. Unless they get some kind of blessing from the Vaishnavas and take up the process of Varnashram Dharma, the beginning of human life, means the process by which one can attain pure devotional service. Varnashram Dharma is a very big thing, and it can accommodate all classes of men who are situated differently within the modes of material nature. Varnashram Dharma can help everyone to advance, whether they be in the mode of ignorance, in the mode of passion and ignorance, in the mode of passion and goodness, in the mode of goodness. Varnashram Dharma has a medicine, a formula, instructions for everyone in every aspect of life. Throughout their life, from the very beginning, childhood, up to the last moment, there are nice instructions within the system of Varnashram Dharma. At the present moment, we have our system of sadhana bhakti, and it is equally important for us to apply ourselves to the process, to the system. Hopefully someday we will be able to establish the principles of Varnashram Dharma, but at least for the present, we need to receive education through the proper channels from the proper authorities so that we can know ourselves by realization. Raja Vijaraja Guyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Pratyaksha Svadamam Dharmam Susukam Kartum Avyayam. This knowledge that we have received from Srila Prabhupada in his books is the king of all knowledge. Here in Ljubljana, there is a big university, and there are some 4,000 students or more who are studying. And 1% of them are devotees. About 40 devotees are there, studying in the college. So that is good progress. But we need, if not 100%, at least 10%. Then people will be exposed to this knowledge. Whether they take it or not is their choice. But the difference between Gyan and Vigyan is that you can theoretically understand a subject without applying any of it in your own life. You can theoretically understand a subject without taking any responsibility. So such knowledge is valueless, unvalueless, no, valueless. It's useless. It's just professors and scholars and poets and
what not, get together and simply titillate, titillate their brains with some nice discussions, and they feel so warm and fuzzy because they've discussed Varnashram Dharma. And then they go out and have a beer and go to a brothel and, you know, do all sorts of nonsense things. What is the use in their so-called knowledge? They have upamedasa, less brain or no brain or stool for brain. It was very graphic. Sometimes they call me the graphic Swami, but Prabhupada was sometimes very graphic. He said they have stool for brains. A street sweeper who practices a little devotional service is far more educated and learned than a big, big Professor Karpovsky who cannot understand that he is not the body. So, this knowledge is essential, and we should not let anything come in the way. Reality is that most of us should and will enter into household life. That is the reality. We have desires, and the best way to conquer those desires is to fulfill them in a regulated way. That is household life. The license is there. Better to be an honest householder than a charlatan renunciate. Better to be an honest householder. But we should also understand that there is every possibility that 50% of our chances for becoming Krishna conscious go out the window when we take to householder life. There are many attachments. You have to be very careful. Everyone has to be very careful. If a brahmachari is not careful to follow the program nicely, it is guaranteed that his mind will disturb him and he will become a householder. And if a householder is not careful to follow the program nicely, then it is guaranteed that he will drown in the well. Vibhatma patam vihamanda kupam. Not that he won't benefit from his devotional service, but if you're impatient to go back to Godhead sooner, even if you're floundering in household life, still Krishna will kick you sometime and give you education whether you ask for it or not. Krishna is so kind, we cannot imagine. We insult him, we abuse him, we neglect him. Neglect is one of the biggest forms of abuse. This is a statistic. 70% of people leave one particular company and buy the same product from another company simply because someone in the first company was indifferent or rude or neglected them. And that disturbs their mind. I'd rather buy from brand Y than brand A, brand Z. So even though we are not very faithful devotees, even though we get caught up in our family activities, eventually we must, because there's 20 years there, from at least from 25 to 50, 25 years, if not longer. If we don't seriously take our spiritual life, don't take our spiritual life seriously, then we may have to take our spiritual life seriously next life. Which is okay. We've been wandering in the material world for millions of lifetimes, so you take a few lifetimes to go back to Godhead, not a real problem. Although Kali Yuga is getting worse and worse day by day, I wouldn't want to stick around. How are you? And Prabhupada is just before us. His nice example is there. We can achieve success, but we have to keep our minds focused on the goal, cultivate renunciation during our household life, and be prepared at the end to cut all attachment and affection and apply ourselves 100%. If we can do it during our household life, very good. And if towards the end of our household life if we become more renounced, very good. And if we can use everything in Krishna's service perfectly, just like we were chanting Manasa Deho Geho Yo Kichumo Arpilatu Apade Namvikisho. I like that. Nice, pleasant. Especially when the Chuchimanda song, the Chuchimanda Das sings it. Or sang it. Or Srila Prabhupada. So, this is harsh language. We moved up. But it's the language given in the Bhagavad Gita. Because ahankara, vimudatma, kartahamiti manite. Someone who thinks that he's the controller, he's the proprietor, he's the enjoyer, is described as vimudha. And anyone, Indriyani Pramatini Haranti Prasabham Manaha, even Vipastita, he can get bewildered. Anyone, even a scholar, a wise person, Maya is very strong. Mama Maya Dhratya. Trouble with you Americans is you have no fear of Maya, Prabhupada said. We should be Susukam kartum avyam. We should be joyful, positive, enthusiastic. Everything is good, but at the same time, we should be cautious. We should be very clear what our priorities are. We should have a practical plan for our lives. We should stick to that, associate with good people who will keep us focused in Krishna consciousness. It's a short period of time. Human life is valuable. You can get the greatest benefit from this form of life. And we should make sure that we don't miss out. Oh, Rad Maharaj is giving these sublime instructions, and what can I say? Oh my friends, sons of demons, please take this seriously. Hare Krishna. there. any questions? He has heard through the grapevine or from someone, who knows where he heard it, that part of self-realization is to understand your material nature and to try to deal with that. That's what Varnashram Dharma will help you deal with. And Srila Prabhupada said that we, as devotees, need Varnashram Dharma to the degree that we are situated in the modes of material nature. Varnashram Dharma is a system of management for those who are within the modes of material nature. There's no need to speculate or invent. We may take a few tips here and there from this management guru and that one, but overall, the more we excavate, the more we investigate, the more we renovate our own system from the Vedas, we will find everything is there. We don't need any of these New Age pop gurus, etc. Everything is there. But there's a cultural evolution going on in our institution. We've come a long way. Just to be wearing these clothes and living this lifestyle is such a major change that it frightens people. They think we've gone completely bonkers, completely become lunatics. They don't understand and they fear us. But if they knew where we were headed, they would really be sent into orbit. So I think that your material nature can be understood from your astrological chart. If you need that, astrology can be beneficial for some things, such as your health. Ayurvedic medicine and your horoscope can help a lot with your health. They fit very well together. As far as the marriage of different persons, astrology has some benefit. Like that, to the degree that you're doing some activity within the modes of nature with the goal to use it in Krishna service, you can benefit from Vedic sciences as delineated in Varnashram Dharma. But ultimately, you must know that if you surrender fully to Krishna as a spirit soul, he will take care of all your material needs, both physically and mentally and intellectually. Utsahan nischaya dharyat. Everything requires enthusiasm, determination, and lastly and mostly patience. So it's only due to impatience in the process of surrender that we need to take shelter of what we're accustomed to within our society to help us, what we're accustomed to from our upbringing, etc., what we're from outside experts, whatever. If we just have faith, our faith is weak. If we had strong faith, we would just chant Hare Krishna, execute devotional service, and whatever difficulties we are experiencing, we would have the confidence that Krishna will protect us and save us and enlighten us and be satisfied with that. But no one is so strong. We're exactly that. We're sons of demons. We have bad blood. Prabhupada mentioned about one particular religious tradition where, big religious tradition, where they're not very careful about how they marry. They marry within families. Right from the beginning they've done it. He said the reason they're so crazy and fanatic is because they have bad blood. He also mentioned that there is a different quality of the blood in a Brahmana, a Kshatriya, a Vaishya, and a Sudra. Four different kinds of blood. And he was talking about some scientist, Indian scientist, who had actually analyzed blood of those who are in Brahmin family, Kshatriya, like that. And then someone mentioned even in Western medical science there are four blood types. Type A, type B, type AB, and that. I don't know if there's any connection with that. We have bad blood, bad sanskara. It's not our fault. These bodies have been produced by people who got drunk on Saturday night. And we were the byproducts. So, there's no Garbhadhan sanskara. So we have to do the best we can. You know, just like a really long, arduous race and obstacle course. And, you know, those who finish the race, like somebody's got a sprained ankle, somebody's got a bandage around their leg, and, you know, they kind of hobble into the finish line. So somehow or other, we have to hobble our way, we have to make it to the finish line by any means we can. It's so important. But never fear. You will. Things will always get better in Krishna consciousness. The deeper you go, the sweeter it gets. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Sri Radha.